Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And it's time to bring you the Joy Business Report with lots of love. Coming up, Bank of Ghana steps up market conduct rules and dollar supply as part of several measures to contain recent pressure on Cedi. Also, Accra to become the seventh biggest economy in sub-Saharan Africa by 2050. We'll hear from the latest Oxford Business Economics Africa report. Plus, MTN blocks significant number of subscribers engaged in mobile money fraud on its network, as well as other service providers. Details coming up. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. My name is Daryl Kwal. The Bank of Ghana has moved to strictly enforce rules and regulations covering trade in foreign currencies among financial institutions. It is also increasing the amount of dollars supplied to commercial banks. Here's George Afe with more.
According to the Bank of Ghana, this is part of several measures being instituted to check the recent sustained depreciation of the Ghana Cedi. The Bank of Ghana was, however, quick to add that this should not be seen as a panic measure, but rather just tightening the rules. This is because some of these enforcement measures have been in place. That is why the Ghana Cedi has been relatively stable since the last half of 2023. The Bank of Ghana maintains that this level of depreciation should be seen as expected because of the high level of dollar demand in the first quarter of every year and the sudden payment being made to the power producers in the country to avert a shutdown of supply in the country, and also some payments for imports that came in December last year. However, officials of the central bank have told Joy Business that they expect the situation to firmly stabilize in the coming days. This is because the market has started responding to the increasing dollar supply for this week. Meanwhile, the Bank of Ghana will today sell some $20 million to the bulk oil distribution companies to help finance the importation of finished petroleum products. This should also go a long way to deal with the current pressure on the Ghana Cedi.
George Afe, starting us off with that report, research lead at GCB Capital, Courage Boutique, has said the country will have to do more to improve its foreign exchange reserves despite receiving the second tranche of $600 million in funding from the International Monetary Fund and some inflows from the World Bank. He expressed worry that the liquidity position must be managed with tact, even though the exchange rate challenges have not reached alarming levels yet. Mr. Boutique spoke to Joy Business.
And on the flip side, yes, $600 million from the IMF and probably some of the $300 million from the World Bank. The reality again is that if you look at fundamentals, where our reserves are, the reserve cover versus what we knew existed before, we are still very much vulnerable. I think 2.7 months of imports is what I've seen on the gross reserve. When you look at net reserve, there's about 1.1 months of import. Those are still vulnerable levels. And Bank of Ghana, I don't think is in position where they could do a lot of intervention on the market. So you see that the activities on the market is quite limited. And those explains why the liquidity situation will be what it is.
research lead at GCB Capital, Courage Boutique there. Here's how it's looking like on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 12 CD 65 pesos on the retail market. The pound going for 15 CD 70 pesos, and the euro going for 13 CD 43 pesos. Now, Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Professor Williams Wipra, has disclosed that it will be difficult for the government to consider renegotiating some terms with the International Monetary Fund that led to the halt in the major construction projects. This follows concerns by the Chamber of Construction and Industry that most of the stalled projects are as a result of IMF conditionalities, thereby stagnating payment of contracts. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Pipa urged the government to explore other revenue measures apart from taxes.
It's very difficult for government to raise money now. We've gone past the limit of taxation. If you increase the taxes to raise money to pay contractors, it's going to be very difficult. We cannot borrow also from international market to come and pay contractors. Raising bonds locally has become a challenge. The only source is using the treasury bill or money market. And that is, if you take a careful look at the money we are raising through the money market, this is only used to pay emoluments, salaries of workers. Other sectors, we cannot get the money to pay the other sectors. So this is why it's become a very big challenge for government. The fact is, we don't have money to pay these contractors. And government shouldn't have started a project. A project like Agenda 111, these hospitals going, we didn't have the money.
You heard Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University, Professor Williams Pipa. Now, Accra will become the seventh biggest economy in Africa by 2050. That's according to Oxford Business Economics Africa's latest report on key issues shaping the long-term urban outlook in sub-Saharan Africa. The size of the city will be worth about $68 billion in the forecast period. Here's more.
Accra placed 8th in sub-Sahara Africa in 2023 with the biggest economy. The size of the economy was estimated at about $25 billion. According to the report, rapid development and deepening urbanization of Accra will catapult it to the 7th position by 2050, one step better than 2025. The report continued that although sub-Saharan cities will see the fastest growth rate between 2024 and 2050, not one city in the region will enter into the Global 100 ranking for the size of the economy. There will, however, be some notable intra-regional variations. South Africa's Johannesburg is currently the largest city by gross domestic product, closely followed by Lagos. But Lagos will overtake Johannesburg by a significant margin in 2050, driven by sectors such as consumer and business services. The report added that, despite rapid urbanization, sub-Saharan cities will lack a global economic presence.
That was a Business Dash report. Turning to one of our top stories this morning, MTN Ghana has revealed that a significant number of subscribers engaged in mobile money fraud have been blacklisted on its network and other service providers. The move has affected the mobile numbers and devices used by these fraudsters. Chief Executive Selom Adadivo says other actions have been taken to drastically reduce fraud on his network. He spoke on PM Express, which airs this Thursday at 9 p.m. on the Joy News channel.
You can blacklist a fraudster's device, which means my other collaborators in the industry or participants can also block that device. It just increases the cost to operate as a fraudster, and that brought down the fraud significantly. But remember, a lot of the fraud is not just, you know, a lot of it is socially engineered, which means we take advantage of people's understanding, people's levels of gullibility, and you can play some of these tricks. So it's a little bit more difficult to put some of these interventions in place because we're basically saying, look, you know, I call you and I tell you a funny story or an interesting story, and I get you to send me money.
Chief Executive of MTN Ghana, Selom Adadivo, speaking on PM Express Business Edition, which airs this Thursday at 9 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Now, Managing Director of Crocodile Masters Company Limited, Sheard Gruter, has welcomed decision by the Ghana International Trade Commission to restrict importation of machetes into the country. This follows an influx of products onto the local market. Reacting to the action, Mr. Gruter expressed confidence that the company will be revived by this move.
We are very pleased with the ruling. We believe that this will give us an opportunity to service the well-meaning farmers of the country and end users who expect a quality product. So now we'll be able to deliver this quality product to them without the interference of counterfeit or substandard matches. Though some will still be there in the market, but at least the reduced quantity will give us that breathing room that is required. Really, it's the farmers and end users of the country that are beneficiaries. But also, let's remember that we are a taxpaying company in Ghana. We employ a lot of people directly. We employ 300 people. Indirectly, I would say there are a few thousand that are dependent on our business. And therefore, all these people.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.